You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Mom life. We're surrounded by the message that it's the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. We're supposed to get through it, survive, cling on by the last little thread, and at the same time, carpe diem, enjoy every moment because it's going to go by so fast. Typical mom culture sends us all kinds of mixed, typically negative messages. We shouldn't take care of ourselves. It's selfish. The more ragged you run yourself, the bigger your badge of honor. But also, ditch your mom bod and work out. Don't yell. Make more money. Show up. Be better. But not at the expense of time with your kids. I am putting a hard stop to all of this. While being a mom, running a business, and whatever else you might have going on is hard, and it is a lot, and there's lots of giving of yourself, the idea that motherhood means living a joyless, nonstop hustle with zero balance kind of life, where you give and give and give and never take, needs to stop. I'm on a mission to help you stop counting down the minutes till bedtime, at least most days, stop the mom guilt and shame game, stop cleaning up after your kids' childhood, and start being present for it. I want to help you thrive in work, home, and life. I believe in John 10:10 that we are called to living an abundant life. And I know moms are not excluded from that promise. Join me in conversations about simplicity, some business, life hacks, spirituality, and lots of other good stuff that leads to a life of less for the sake of enjoying more in your motherhood. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show. Hey guys, I'm so excited to be here on The Purpose Show with you today. Thank you so much for listening. Okay. I'm actually recording this super early in the morning. It's about 6:30 a.m. my time right now. And this is not normally a time that I record episodes, but I'm excited to start the day with you. So just welcome and thank you for hanging out with me. All right. Today, I want to speak with you about mindfulness and specifically mindfulness as it relates to our kids. And I want to go over 7 different ways that I wrote down before I hit record that Brian and I are teaching mindfulness to our kids in our home. And before we get into the 7 ways, I just want to kind of share a little bit of a background so you kind of know where I'm coming from. And this is just my experience where I'm coming from. So, you know, as always with anything that I say and anything that anyone says, you know, take the meat, whatever meat the meat is to you, and throw out the bones. We don't all have to agree on every single thing, but this is my experience. So because I grew up attending a very, very religious, graceless, legalistic religious school, I went to a private school my whole life, I feel that I was taught to push myself aside. I was taught that what I need is not important. How I'm feeling is not important. In fact, often how I'm feeling is wrong. What I truly want for myself doesn't matter. I need to push that aside as well. I was taught to suppress and ignore my inner voice, that gut, that intuition. I was taught to ignore that. And I didn't always. Somehow I still had a really strong sense of self and a very, very strong connection to God. God as God actually is, not so much God as I was taught about what God was at the school. But even though I still had this like persistent, pretty strong sense of awareness about myself and about how I was feeling and about what my gut was saying to me, I definitely still struggled with disconnection. So just disconnection from like, what do I really want? And I would struggle to make decisions. I would struggle to know what I even wanted, even as simple as, you know, what are your hobbies, Allie? What do you like to do? I don't know. And this was even before like becoming a mom, which, you know, so many moms, they lose themselves and it's hard to sometimes remember like what we enjoy doing versus like, you know, we just get thrown into like the hustle and bustle of having kids and running our lives and our houses and our jobs and all the things. And while I'm not condoning that, it's just something that happens often. But even before I was a mother, I just would struggle to really know myself and I felt guilty listening to myself and feeling into what I felt was the next right step. And so I just very much struggled with that, with having that disconnection from myself. And, you know, this is not about being selfish and it's certainly not about not including God you know, just depending on who's listening and depending on what your belief system is. It's not about that, but it is about being in tune. And I was not taught to be in tune. You know, there is a book about, I think it's called Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. And the author of that book, it really just quotes and talks about, you know, to know God, you have to know yourself. And that God is in us and wants to work with us. We pray and we walk forward. We seek guidance and we seek it in ourselves because that is where God is. And that's how God speaks to us. And I have found that to be so, so true. And this is really a philosophy that is, you can see this in a lot of different religions and belief systems. From Christianity to, you know, there's quotes from Buddha about this. There, you can find this common theme. I feel like that common theme along with generosity. Those are like two things that pretty much everyone agrees when you really look at it, that, you know, God is loving and wants to work with us. And if we tune in and we silence our thoughts and we just feel in, we can connect. And so having said that, and again, that's my experience, that's my personal beliefs, and it's okay to disagree if you do. Having said that, it's really important to me and to Brian because he also went to the same school as me. That's where we met in junior high. So we've had similar experiences. It's really important to us that our kids are in tune with themselves, with their higher self, with their gut, their intuition, with God, and that they're connected to how they're feeling. Brian and I have both separately and in part together gone through a journey of realizing that being connected to how you're feeling and being mindful of that, being aware, not judging yourself, not judging your thoughts or your emotions, not judging how you're initially reacting to a situation, but being mindful and aware and breathing through it and then out loud, responding to the situation out of a mindful place rather than just letting that first initial knee-jerk reaction come out of you is huge. And mindfulness has brought us closer to God. It's brought us closer to ourselves. It's brought us closer to each other. It's made us better people, better parents, better partners. Mindfulness has been really, really huge for us. And practicing mindfulness is huge for my kids to be in tune with themselves, okay? So the fact is, life is full and busy and there's a lot going on. Plus, there's four of them, so it's just busy at our house. It's loud and it's crazy. So how do we teach them mindfulness? And I'm going to go over that with you now, okay? So number one, first things first, I'm not perfect at this. I am not perfect at teaching my kids how to be mindful. I'm not perfect at freaking anything, okay? I miss opportunities all the time. I miss opportunities to teach my kids important lessons, including practicing mindfulness. I mess up on the regular, and it's okay. So that's the first thing that I want to say. Okay. And that's really the first way that we teach them mindfulness, because in recognizing that it's not going to be perfect, I am showing them that, hey, it's okay. You have permission to be human. Be mindful and aware of the fact that you're a person and you're never going to be totally perfect. And you should let go of those expectations. So I want you to let go of any expectations that you were previously holding for me in this episode, that you've been holding for me as somebody who is partaking in my part of the internet and is taking in my content and is following me, any expectations of what I should say, what I should believe, that I should be totally in tune with you and aligned with you, release those right now. Take a deep breath in and out and let it go. Okay, that's not my responsibility. It's not for you to be worried about. And now I want you to release the expectations of yourself that you need to learn and be better and perfect and turn into this perfect, amazing version of the mom that you are right now, and that you've got to get it right. You've got to get it perfect, and you've got to know exactly how I do this so that you can mimic it and you can be better because you are not okay as you are right now. That is a lie, and I want you to breathe in and out and let go of that expectation of yourself. And next, I want you to release the expectations that you may be holding for your kids or your kid, okay? For them to be perfect, for them to get on board, get on the same page as you, to want to learn, to want to practice the things that you want them to practice. All of these expectations just lead to unhappiness for everyone involved. So breathe in and out and let that ish go, girl. Okay. All right. Let's move on from there. So one other way that we practice mindfulness is being mindful ourselves. You can't really teach your kids mindfulness, at least not very well, if you're not practicing it. So this is the same thing that I always talk about when we talk about implementing minimalism and simplicity and all of these things that we talk about and rhythms and really just making your life better. You got to practice what you preach. You got to do the work, right? Show up and lead by example. If you're practicing mindfulness and you're really doing the work, you're going to have so much more wisdom and experience and also patience and understanding to share with your kids what you have experienced and what you've learned and what you're currently learning. And because you're practicing it yourself, it's going to be on your mind a lot. And it's something that you will be way more inclined to just kind of lead them into and help them embrace in day-to-day life because you're practicing it and it's on your mind. So if you feel like you don't have a good mindset about your life or your motherhood, or you don't know how, you know, to practice mindfulness, or you just feel like, if you feel like, oh God, if I start to get mindful, I'm legit scared of what's going to happen because my mental state is not super positive. I'm kind of scared to go in there. Like if you feel these things, I just want you to know that it's okay. It's okay. You're allowed. Okay. You're allowed to be a person, but it is a law of life, right? That you can change your external environment. But until you change your internal environment, you're always going to come back to where you don't want to be anymore. What's going on internally is always going to reflect in the external. So if you want to work on your mindset and be more positive, you've got to start to think more positive things and get grateful. If you want to stop yelling, but you don't work through your thoughts and your core reason that leads to your yelling, then nothing will change. If you want more peace in your life, right? More joy, less stress in your motherhood, but all you do is get rid of the clutter and try to simplify your schedule and you don't do any of the inner work, then you're going to find yourself right back to where you were before because you're cluttered on the inside. You're negative on the inside. Okay. So first of all, if you need help with this, the Mom Mindset Bundle will literally change your life. It's internal changes first so that the external can occur, and it will help teach you mindfulness for sure. So I'm going to link to that for you in show notes. Okay. Or you can just go to the website for it, which is aliecasaza.com/mom-mindset. Okay. So there's that for you. But I need you to get into the habit of practicing mindfulness for yourself. That way it's on your mind. You're really practicing that, your kids are going to notice a difference, even if they're really young or even if they're teenagers and they kind of feel it seems like they just don't care about anything. They're going to notice that you're different. The people in your life, your husband, your friends, people are going to notice that you're being different. And this is the absolute number one best thing that you can do in terms of teaching your kids how to be more mindful is to do this yourself and to really experience the change. Because when there is an internal calm, when there is more mindfulness, when you're more aware, you're not really judging. You're not judging anything. You're not judging your thoughts or just, I'm just going to be better. I'm just going to be positive. You are just mindful. And being mindful means being aware. And you're just aware of how often you think a negative thought and you take it captive and you get rid of it and you replace it with something positive. And you're just practicing this awareness. And over time, there's less and less negative and more positive. It's beautiful. And I'm so good at helping with this and I can absolutely help you. So if you guys need help, please go and shift your perspective and get into the Mom Mindset Bundle. Okay. I'll remind you again at the end of the episode in case you want to get into that. Okay. All right. Number three, the third way that we teach our kids mindfulness is really mindfulness is at the heart of discipline in our house. And if I was doing a video, you would see me put the word discipline in quotes because it doesn't really feel like discipline, but it is. It's, you know, kind of guiding them. It's course correcting. That's kind of how discipline is for us in our house. And yes, I lose it and I snap and I yell and I send them to their room and then I forget about them and I'm a normal mom. Okay. But When I'm living out of my best self, when I'm being mindful, when I'm being that best version of myself and I'm doing well as a parent, mindfulness is at the heart of that discipline, guidance, that course correcting and raising my kids, okay? Brian and I are teaching the kids to become self-aware by asking them, okay, you just freaked out. You just lost it on your brother. You just took this toy away. You were just a bully to your sister. Let's pull them aside and like, hey, what's going on? And I ask things like, how are you feeling? What words describe how you're feeling? And I will sometimes help them, especially the younger ones. Mad? Frustrated? What? And of course they have to be calm at this point. And it teaches them to look inward and locate their feelings, how they're feeling, okay? And then asking other things like, who did what and what feelings came up when they did that? So it kind of is like, I'm not asking them to blame, like I want to teach them responsibility for their feelings and we'll talk about that. But, you know, and we'll talk about that in a second, but I do want them to feel like, you know, something happened and then you felt like this. So let's locate that. And it also gives them space to kind of share, well, this person did this, or she said this to me, or he took this away from me. And then I felt like this. So it's like giving them, you know what I mean? It's giving them room to express that something happened that they were unhappy about. Okay. So just kind of prompting them like, okay, what's going on inside of you, and giving them space to tell me. And this isn't something where I'm like perfectly patient and kneeling down on the ground and being super chipper like Caillou's mom. Like it's messy and it's imperfect, but it's just, you know, hey, dude, what's going on? Come here. Okay, let's calm down. Let's breathe. Okay. What's going on? How are you feeling? What happened? And what did you feel when that happened? Just teaching them, this is mindfulness. You're checking in. You're giving your feelings a name. Okay. Okay. The fourth way that we are teaching mindfulness to the kids is teaching them that, okay, you locate how you're feeling, you express how you're feeling, and then teaching them that they're in charge of their thoughts. They're in charge of their feelings, and they are also in charge of their actions. No one can make them feel anything unless they let them. Okay. So teaching them this is empowerment, right? Reminding them like, hey, you need to be mindful and aware of how you're feeling and what feelings are coming up for you. Give it a name, let it out. It's okay. I'm not going to judge you for it, and you don't need to judge yourself for it. It just is what it is. But a lot of the time my kids will say like, Hudson made me feel like that. Hudson made me yell. Hudson made me feel like this. And it's like, poor Hudson. I just used him for every example, but he was what popped into my head because I gave him a snack right before this because he's also up early with me. Anyway, it's about reminding them that you always have a choice. Be empowered. You always have a choice of how to react. Your thoughts lead to your feelings, and you are in control of your thoughts. So I do not put it on them to like fix it and not feel that way and react different. You should have done this. If you were in control of your thoughts, then you wouldn't have done this. I don't do that. I just remind them, hey, you know, no one can make you feel anything unless you let them. And when you let them, you kind of give them your power. So empowering them to remember that they're in charge. They're in charge of what they think. They're in charge of their feelings. They're in charge of how they act. And that's important. Okay. And so I'm teaching them that. I'm reminding them and walking them through like, what could this have looked, especially later in the day. I'm not doing all of this right then in the minute, but like later in the day, just reminding them about what happened and like, what would you say would be like a better way of handling it? And guys, most of the time, the kids don't put this into action. They don't practice it. They go back to their knee-jerk reactions because they're human beings and they're kids. I'm not looking for them to become, you know, these tiny little Buddha kids that are always meditating and they're always in perfect harmony with each other. And when something happens, they're like, I'm mindfully noticing that I am feeling angry, but I am in control. So I'm going to change this thought pattern and I'm going to change my feelings. Like that's an expectation I don't want to have on my kids and on how my home flows and how the people in my home act. But it is my job to teach them and to raise them up well and to raise them up in truth. And these things are true, that your feelings are valid, but you're also the one in charge and no one can make you feel anything without your consent, right? Eleanor Roosevelt, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. No one can make you feel anything without you letting them. It is true that they have empowerment over themselves. So it's my job to teach them these things. I don't want to hold the expectation that they're going to like implement everything and there's going to be constant peace. But when you consistently handle things in your kids' relationship with each other and with friends and with you like this, it sinks in. That persistence, it will sink in. And I'm no parenting expert. We have parenting experts on the show for a reason. But this is just something that I'm consistently doing, that Brian and I are consistently doing together, that he's doing when he's with them, that I'm doing when I'm with them. And I believe that it is making a difference. And I do notice a difference a little bit in the kids, especially in Bella, since she's the oldest and she's 11. But even Emmett, the youngest, he's only 5. There is a little bit more of an understanding. There is a little bit more of a difference. And I'm trusting that this will really make an impact on them in the long run. Okay, number 5 in how we're teaching mindfulness to the kids is the end of the day. I call these, like with Brian and I when we talk, we call these the end of day connection chats. And it's really just going in their room and just chatting with them about the day and just asking like how they felt about the day, like what came up for them today, how they're feeling. Do they feel like the day was good or do they feel like the day is bad, and not judging them for whichever they say, and just connecting with them. And sometimes nothing really happens and they don't really feel like talking. And sometimes they really do feel like talking and a lot comes up. And as we're talking, just reminding them like, okay, that sounds like you were feeling like this. Like, okay, what could we do different next time? You're allowed to feel that way. Wow, I totally hear that you felt that way. And that's okay. You're allowed to feel that. If you want to not feel that anymore, here's what you could do in your mind, and teaching that empowerment. Number 6 is meditation. So we meditate together as a family sometimes, and it's really beautiful. We just sit in the living room and we turn on like a guided meditation. The ones that I love are like 5 minutes, because the kids and their attention spans, and I just want to instill in them that this is normal. So teaching them to just quiet themselves, like quiet their minds, close their eyes, focus on their breath, and notice how they're feeling, notice their thoughts, and not judge them again, just noticing. So there's a really, really great 5-minute meditation for kids on YouTube, and I will link to it in show notes. And I'll give you the link to the show notes if you can't find it at the end of this episode. So you can go and find that and the Mom Mindset Bundle and all the good things that we talk about here, so you can take action on this stuff in this episode. But it's really good. And this meditation is great because it teaches your kids, like it teaches them to get still and just focus on their breathing and close their eyes. And then it helps them imagine this magic wand. And the wand is pointing at their feelings and lighting them up. And what do they see? How are they feeling? And then it points to their thoughts and it lights them up. And what are those thoughts? And it just and then it goes to their breath and they're focusing on their breath. Like, it's just so good and so simple and very, very kid friendly. And again, Emmett is 5 and he does this with us all the time. And in fact, he's the one that always asks if we can do it. He's kind of like my little alarm clock for meditation, because he loves the meditation so much. He'll ask me like, can we do that? So I think that there's something to that. I think that's so good. And, you know, sometimes we'll have conversations after we're done, like, you know, I'm so glad you guys felt good doing that. You know, when you get into that place, when you're really calm and quiet, that's the best place for you to connect with God too, because you're not distracted and you're really still. So you guys can do this magic wand meditation in your mind anytime you feel like you need to breathe or calm down or focus on something that's going on inside of you, or just release anxiety. You know, we talk about it. So again, I will link to that meditation for you guys. For a while, we were meditating together every day for like a few weeks. And then now it's just kind of like, I don't know, every once in a while. Sometimes I just pull this out and call everyone into the living room and we do this together in the morning before we start a really busy day, or in the middle of a day when everyone's kind of at each other's throats. I don't know, when things are good and going well, I would say we do this about once or twice a week, but I don't have like a schedule or an alarm or reminders or anything. Maybe I could, but I just don't. So, you know, you do you. Figure out what's going to work for you and your family. The seventh and final thing that we do to teach our kids mindfulness is breathing. Teaching our kids to focus on their breathing or to use breathing to shift how they're feeling. So this has helped especially with my son Hudson. He is such a beautiful human being. He is the most sensitive, feeling like all or nothing. He takes everything internal. So when he's frustrated, he's very, very frustrated and he's hurt that no one is paying attention or listening or stopping what they're doing. Can't they see that he's feeling this way? And I just relate to that. And so I have really worked with him to, hey, let's take a nice breath. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with breath work, but breath work is an actual thing and you can actually get certified in different breath work courses. And I'm super interested in that and we'll probably do that sometime in the near future. Just because I love it so much. And I would love to teach it to you guys too. But it's beautiful. And I think it's really going to be up and coming. Kind of like meditation is very normal now. I think that breath work is right behind it. And it's really beautiful. So I haven't taught the kids crazy breath work or anything. But I am teaching them to step back and just take a breath. And just if they get anxious or they're impatient or they're feeling really angry and frustrated, just focus on your breathing. Just focus on your breathing because it's basically impossible to be thinking racing thoughts or feeling really flustered or feeling anything at all if you're just focusing on your breathing and what's happening in your body. It's very, very centering. And so that's really it with breathing. Just when there's a frustrating moment, just like, hey, take a deep breath. And now I'll notice Hudson, especially because I've been working specifically with him on this for so long, he'll just do that automatically. I'll see him getting frustrated with his brothers or somebody else or whatever, and just take a nice deep breath and kind of close his eyes for a second and just breathe. And it's, well, first of all, it's adorable because he's adorable, but also it's really, it feels so good to know that I gave him an actual tool that he remembers because it was effective for him and he pulls it out of his back pocket anytime he needs it. It makes me feel so good to be able to empower him. And again, guys, remember, if you're not feeling these things, if you're not practicing, if you're mindset about your kids, about your role as a mother, about your life, and your mental strategies are not fine-tuned, you know, your whole lifestyle starts with a mindset shift. And this is something that I love just coming in and kind of like guiding you through to help you become the one that is in charge, the one that is totally qualified to help your kids get more mindful because you are more mindful. So please, 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 if you want to get into the Mom Mindset Bundle, I will give you guys 10% off for being Purpose Show listeners. I'm going to just send you to the show notes page. I'm going to put the Mom Mindset Bundle link, the discount code. It will have a deadline on it, but you will be able to get that discount code. And I'll also give you the meditation for kids, okay? So that link is going to be aliecasaza.com/shownotes/177. Okay, /shownotes/177. And you'll find everything that we talked about there. And I can't wait to help you. I'm just know, like, if you need help with your mentality, if you need help with your mindset, everything will change if you just make a few simple shifts. And I will blow your mind with the simplicity of it, with the details of it, with the action steps of it. You will be so inspired and you will know exactly what to do and exactly what to change. And your mindset will shift about your life so that you even have space and perspective to become more mindful. And then in order to then teach your kids mindfulness. This is everything. If we're off track, then everything and everyone around us is off track because we're powerful. We're the women. We're the moms. So this is important. Take yourself seriously. Invest in the only mind you have and in the thing that is the crux of how your home feels, how your life feels, how your family feels, and how everything functions, okay? You are so worthy. You are so valuable. Show up for yourself in this way if you need help, okay? Again, that link to get all the things is aliecasaza.com/show notes/177. I love you guys. I'm here to support you. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. And just in case you didn't know, there's actually an exclusive community that's been created solely for the purpose of continuing discussions around the Purpose Show episodes. And it's designed to get you to actually take action and make the positive changes that we talk about here. So I want you to go and be a part of it. To do that, go to aliecasaza.com/Facebook group. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more about me and how I can help you, how you can implement all these things and more into your life to make it simpler, better, and more abundant, head to aliecasaza.com. There's free downloads, online courses, programs, other resources to help you create the life you really want. I am always rooting for you, friend. See you next time.